We were on about a team hour yesterday in Tyvee House.
Oh, yeah.
There's part of it still left up, isn't it?
I believe so, but I haven't been down there.
The head of the colliery, the wheels, isn't it?
Oh,
they still left up, but I didn't realise. It's got to be an air shaft for that place in Treabod. They've got to keep that going, and they've got to keep air shaft, because there's people going down there.
I didn't realise that.
I didn't realise at the time, you know. So that must have been the colliery itself they pulled down there, but the one that's left up there is the air shaft.
I see.
For the one in Tree Forest. And,
They seem to get a lot of visitors there now.
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
I did see that in the Leader at one time. Ebenezer Chapel. It's over the other side,
the other valley. It's not in this valley, I don't know.
Do you go to chapel?
Well, when we were children, Bill and I are not far off the same age, we were more or less compelled to go twice a day. You know, like, not everybody went. We went in the morning, Bill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If your family was really up to it, like, you know, but 9 out of 10 children went
Sunday afternoon,
see. We had to go, more or less, to keep our place, to go to Barry, trip to Barry, you know, Barry trip once a year, see?
Right.
So if we didn't go to Chapel, we wouldn't have a trip to Barry.
That was a regular event.
And
the annual trip.
And that was the only one, mine.
Was the chapel full then?
Oh, yes. Everybody, all the children, like.
Oh, aye.
If you didn't go to Chapel, you'd have armour in.
All our friends, our brothers and all that.
That's the only time we put on a Sunday suit. We had a suit, don't we? One special suit, and that was only for Sunday.
We couldn't
afford no more.
Come home and change in between.
Change straight away when we come home.
Do you think it was it's good that all these chapels are now closed down?
Oh, no, not really.
You've got to be fair about it. I wouldn't call myself a religious person, but there are people that could do, would use the chapels. In a bit.
Well, I think so, yeah.
You know what I mean? I have used them in my life before I got married when I was a youngster, innit, you know. Well, that was common with all of us, wasn't it? You know, but I don't know what happened, but during our lives then, most people turned, they didn't go, did they?
No, not really. And
our children, we never forced our children to go, see? And yet we were forced to go.
That was a start for the choir singers and things like that?
Oh, I was. That's what it was all about, one of the choirs. That's where they came from. Where do you reckon that is, Bill? Taylorstown? The Queen's...
Well, it looks like, doesn't it? Although I don't know much about Taylorstown, really.
End of Adder, Taylorstown. End of Adder, up there, see?
That'd be the number 9, then?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that closed down now?
Yes, it's all closed down. Nothing in this valley now.
That we pulled right down now, yeah.
Did you two work down the mines?
Yes.
I didn't do very. I done about 13 years, I did.
Yeah. I did 21.
And where did you work? Where do you work?
Most of my working life was in Watson Colliery. But if you understand, I had a job with a private firm then, what we call Ad Eddins. And I went about different colleries with the firm, you know. I worked about 7 or 8 different colleries at the time, but still with the same firm, if you understand.
What was your work then?
Ground man.
Tell me what it was.
Well, driving tunnels, more or less. If a big wall in front of you, like that, and you'd bore holes, you'd put powder in it, and you'd fire it, knock it all the ground out, and you'd clear it to put a ring up. Archway, and then you'd advance like that all the time, I never did much on the coal, actually. I was always driving tunnels. What do you call tunnels? Cliff Morgan, he was on television last night.
Yeah.
In This Is Your Life. I wonder what he was doing there with...
Well, he's a big noise with the...
What's
with
his
the
name?
BBC.
Are you keen rugby supporters?
Used to follow it at one time, but now it's just television fan at the moment.
You don't go to the matches, no?
Very rarely, anyway. I sometimes go to the matches.
You used to go when you were younger. You go to Twickenham, wouldn't you?
Aye.
But very rarely go to the matches. It's a little bit just wrong side of 30 for that.
Where did you go for matches now?
I used to go to Cardiff.
Cardiff, Bridgend mostly, I used to go.
Been to Bridgend.
I went to a match a fortnight ago in Sri Orkney, the first one I've been to for years. A friend of mine asked me to go over there. I enjoyed it, mate. But if you understand, it's more comfortable having a cup of tea and the television. And
yeah, as long as they, you know, televise these big games, it's not so bad.
Can you remember any game that you went to especially?
Oh, I think the best one was the one in Twickenham when Wales were playing England. And what is his name? Taylor. In the last minute of the game, he had a kick.
No, that was in Scotland. When he kicked it from that far side.
Scotland. And he kicked it. And
that's
he was a left
game
foot.
I recall most.
A left footer kicker, wasn't he? And he kicked it from the right hand side of the field, so the ball.
Yeah. They picked him especially because of that left hand side.
Kicker would kick from the left hand side of the field and the left footer kicker would.
So he bends the ball in.
Right side of the field. So the ball, he's kicking with his left, the ball would go that way, wouldn't it? Like, you know. It was great, that one, because.
It was a really smashing game, as it happened.
It was a great game, and he won the match on that kick, if you understand. And it was a good kick from a touchline, wasn't it?
Indeed, it was.
And did you go up together in a train, or what did you
do? No.
I went on one of the bus trips, I think, from the Mardi Con, I believe.
Yeah, we had a cricket team around here at the time. And the cricket team used to organise the matches, you know, to Twickenham, Scotland, and that round. Most of the cricket team used to go with a few of the supporters. We'd fill a bus up, like, you know, stop a weekend, and it'd take a month to get over and come back.
That's one of our old heroes there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you heard him singing on the wireless? He's got some records out now and again.
Really?
Ah, he's quite good.
I'll tell you something about that now. 1936. Jack Peterson had had hammerings off Neusel all the time, and he remember Neusel beat him three times, a German.
A German bloke.
So Tommy Farr come to Stardom, and he was fighting Neusel in 1936.
Aye.
Now, we were living in Royal Cottages, and you know the shot, the British Legion now.
When it was a chin shanty.
It was only from that wall up to those.
Well, you are, you and Dad were each other. You were to be on it, you were a clip.
There's a tin shanty.
And you had no wireless.
I'm talking about ex-servicemen now.
Yeah.
And they had no wireless in this club. So my father was a chairman of the club at the time.
Oh, yeah.
We had a wireless in the house.
Yeah.
As I say, I was about 10. I would be 10, 1936. 11. And they wanted a wireless over the shot for the old people to hear the fight.
Yeah.
So I was insisting now that if they had a wireless over there, I wanted to hear the fight. And there were no children. Only Tom Evans was a strict secretary of the club.
Yeah.
And the only way they could have the wireless was allowing me in the club to hear the fight. And only the fight, once the fight was over, I had to come out. Because it was strict law in those days. No
you
children
were,
in clubs around
there
anyway.
Honored,
it was religious, like, you know. Shouldn't have a child in a club. They would have paid it our summers. And that's what I heard, that fight was in that club.
Yeah, that was he almost made it, didn't he, according to the critics?
Yeah.
He almost won the title.
When was that now then?
1937. I can remember always. I'm good at that. In 1937, he fought Joe Louis, June of 1937.
He lost on points. Yeah.
Joe Louis took the title of Braddock. And Tommy Farr was his first defence of the title.
Well, you
the first time Louis put his title up to defend it
was
against Tommy Farr. I can remember that well.
St. Mary's
Valley. Oh, it's Taylor's on tip. This photo must have been taken this last few years, but look at it, because the tip is down. You see the tip? The top has gone off.
Yeah, that's been pulled away since, hasn't it?
Yeah. That's Taylor's. And I see it.
Have there been any trouble from the tips, like there was at
Aberfan? No. No, not in
this area. When they were levelling that one off, one of the drivers happened to get killed with one of these dozer drivers or whatever he might have been.
Mm.
Came down the bank somewhere or other.
Oh.
Trembled over them.
Oh, it's a tragedy.
Yeah, it was. That's
no, we've never...
Quite a few years back, no mind. I forget how long back.
But that Aberfan was a terrible thing, it was. 1963, I think it was.
They seem to have... Since they've done it up here anyway, they seem to have good drainage going there. Like.
Yeah. But you know, since they flattened this tip up here, I keep raising pigeons, you know. And I'm very keen on the weather, for the pigeons' sake, innit?
Yeah.
And since they flattened this tip up here, the valley's a lot colder.
Oh, aye. You've got that break now. See that break?
See, the tips were higher, so when the wind was coming down the valley, the tip would break in the wind.
Yeah.
But now they've lowered the tip down. So the whole area is having the wind as it's coming through. Yeah. And it has made an awful difference, it has.
The wind blows down the valley?
Yeah, and it's cold, and when you get the wind down the valley, like, well, it's last night.
Sometimes it comes from the north, it varies, of course.
Yeah. But you get a westerly wind coming down, yeah. And it is cold, it is. Well, it's overcoat colder in Mardy than Ferndale, isn't it?
Oh, it's made a big difference there, yeah.
Well, you said about your pigeons. Does it affect your pigeons at all?
Yes, aye, the weather. As I say, I don't know what's the matter with the world, but the weather's not normal. Well, as they say about this global warming, it might be affecting it, but the weather's nowhere near normal. Is that then, Bill? That's not in this valley, I don't think, is it? Oh, is it Heritage Park in Perth? I think it is it?
It's been since it's been done, isn't it? No, I don't know. Like there's a railway station there of some sort. Is that what it is? What is it? No, maybe not.
I'm not sure if it's the Heritage Park. Might be that to be the only one in this valley anyway, wouldn't it? Maybe Electronics to Forest, is it? Got to be, because it's not the one in over the other valley. My daughter-in-law works there. That's in Tree Forest, that's got to be.
Oh, yeah.
The matches.
They say I've been for ages down Tree Forest Way. 1936, like.
Was it 1936?
Well, so they are there, yeah.
In 1936, that's right, my father couldn't get no work around here. And we moved to Dagenham in Essex. My father had a job in Ford's factory. And we were four girls and a boy. He was comical, like. And he was getting paid, now Bill, it's true now, he was getting paid once a fortnight. And it was only a fiver. You understand how the wages were in those days, and a white fiver,
the old white fiver.
I can always remember it.
I remember.
When we were living down here as kids, we'd never seen a fiver. My father couldn't earn that amount of money. Could he?
That's true.
When he went up there, a white fiver, and we were amazing now to see a white fiver. You know, his first pay, like a fortnightly pay, it was at the time, mate.
First time I seen him was when they got demobbed from the army at the end of the war.
I was in 1937 we went up there to live.
Where was
I? I went to school. Without boasting, I went to school in Dagenham. At 11. I'd passed my 11 plus down here at 10, when I was 10. So that I could have tried it again when I was 11 if I'd failed. If you understand, when I went to school, I was the youngest in the class.
I
was in the age group a year below where I should have been, see? Yeah. All the boys that were 11 at the time were in another, in a class. I was 10 and I was in an 11-year-old class, but I started as an infant.
You all moved forward at the same month.
But when I went to London to school, now in Dagenham, if you understand, I was so far, I'm not boasting when I say this now, I was so advanced in my schooling that when I went to class 11 in London, they shoved me in the top class, 14-year-old. And I was in a class of 14 when I was 11.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it was, I passed the 11 plus down here, innit? And up there, I saw, they gave me a paper now for the 11 plus in London. And do you know it was harder up there than down here?
Oh.
It was a harder exam paper in London than down here. And yet I was more advanced than the 11-year-olds in London. Because I've always had that stuck in my mind that I don't think I'd have passed up there then, where I passed down here.
They say the education down here at one time was really acceptable.
Ah, but it was Welsh. If you were advancing Welsh down here in the 11 plus, you were practically guaranteed to go through, see?
Aye.
Why, I don't know, but you had to be good at arithmetic and English. That was a three. But Welsh, you know, but up in England, it's a different thing altogether, see? Different schooling altogether, it was. But as I say, I was good at arithmetic. So I row with a teacher every day, because I didn't just put down. Oh, I work a sum out, I work it out of my head.
You take the amount of teachers they turned out around the valleys there alone, like?
Up in London, I bet you 9 out of 10 teachers up in the London schools.